This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a special early morning edition of Sports Talk. Mike Dettillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, we're live from Rouse's Markets here in Covington. Come on by. You want to talk a little football, also make some groceries, and you can shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Whole boneless New York strip only, $9.99 per pound. Save $7 a pound. Bob, we up early this morning and got here to Covington. Man, great facilities here, and they're feeding us good, so we all happy with all that.
Well, yeah, and Mike, I'm up early. I'm going to be up early tomorrow, too, 2 days in a row.
What?
Listen, I'm a night owl.
Me too. I hate to admit it.
Yeah, I'm one that... You know, I'm on my 7-8 hours of sleep, but sometimes I catch myself, man, it's 1 in the morning. I got to go to bed. Because, you know, you get caught up in doing stuff. And I do some of my better work, homework, I should say, at night. Not necessarily the early morning. So to be here, I'm not saying it was an effort that I didn't enjoy coming. Because, you know, when I played with the Saints, I lived on the North Shore, and how much Mandeville Covington has grown.
Got a lot of Saints fans here.
Yeah. Big part of Who Dat Nation. Yep. And, you know, we were here early enough, and it's the weekend. We didn't have any traffic and stuff. So
Absolutely, none. Bob, we didn't get your take on it. We've talked with so many different people about it. Not many things in this world surprises me anymore, okay? Because, you know, you get a certain age, things really got to be something out the block, so to speak, to actually shock you. The shocker, Bill Belichick, taking a head coaching job in college. Your thoughts on Belichick coming back to coaching and coaching in the college ranks?
Well, and then you consider he's 73 years of age, and you look at Saban, he don't want to put up a name, image, and likeness. And then the guy he's taking the place of, Mac Brown, is 72. You know, Mack Brown, that was the last time the University of Texas, their heyday, won a national championship with Vince Young. One of the greatest college football games ever against USC.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, I remember that. So that was somewhat surprising. But I think you have to look at, because I think Belichick and a lot of individuals might reflect on what is the foundation and what you achieved and all those Super Bowls. Where are your roots at? And he recalls that, you know, the small family tie to the North Carolina program. His late father, Steve, was an assistant coach for the Tar Heels from 1953 to 1955. So when you look at Belichick, basically like he's a little boy, and that's what he's witnessed. And you know, you look at the well, Mike, where was he at, Army or Navy?
He was at Navy.
At Navy, but that North Carolina connection. You know who else had a North Carolina connection that he coached with the Giants? Probably, arguably, one of the greatest football players ever, Lawrence Taylor. So I don't know when I look at that. And Belichick said, I grew up around college football with my dad and treasured those times. I've always wanted to coach in college. Now I look forward to building the football program. And you look at Carolina football, I don't know their resources to the point where they can keep up with the Joneses like Texas or Texas A&M.
Bob, I'm going to tell you.
But they could
they
be
got
in the
money.
Hunt. They could be in the hunt.
They got money.
They're going to be in the hunt. And I think, Mike, when you look at it, I think his son, also his son is at University of Washington, I think maybe wanting to pass the torch. You know, if ever you could take care of your offspring and going forward and giving them an opportunity, So why not North Carolina? And it's not like you're going in the tough, unbelievable, the perception SEC is the ACC. Look at SMU. They've been in the ACC. They went to the championship game, and they're in the postseason. Now, Clemson, we've heard of Clemson, but look at SMU where they're at. Now, Mike, but this, why I'm confused, not confused, but I would say perplexed. And it ain't over till it's over. I think Belichick, to me, it's a travesty that how could 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year in the NFL, how they kind of blackball them. I don't care if Bill Belichick saying it's my way or the highway. All the damn executives and all even the owners and all that, no, I might not have a job. Well, you have the skins in a wall like Bill Belichick, like the Falcons turning away from him last year. I mean, who has more skins on the wall? And I like Fontenot. Fontenot's from the Saints. He's from Louisiana. But who are you going to trust? Fontenot or Bill Belichick? Oh, it was Tom Brady. Well, you could say that was Sean Payton. It was Drew Brees. No, it's a combination of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, Sean Payton and Drew Brees. But when I look at Belichick, this is why I was surprised. And he might end up back in the NFL. It ain't over till it's over. Look at Joe Paterno, how long he coached. Now, and he's going to realize that the people he's going to surround him with, he's going to treat North Carolina like an NFL team. Name, image, and likeness. Okay, go out and get the best players. And you know what he could sell? The future college high school prospects going to North Carolina? Look how many Super Bowls I won. How many guys are putting the pros?
Put that hand out. Look
right.
At all those rings.
So that's why oh, he's an old fart. No. He can have the right people, and then he don't have to go house to house. He could sit in his throne. Say, I'm Bill Belichick, and this is what we're doing. But, Mike, what I was surprised, and that's why I think he might come back to the NFL, Bill Belichick holds 333 career regular season and postseason wins in the NFL, trailing only Don Shula, the great Don Shula, Miami Dolphins, who has 347. That's the NFL record. Wow, but the one thing Belichick has over Don Shula, Mike, think about this. 31 playoff wins are the most in league history. I just wanted one. I have one, and Bill Belichick got 31. Now, think about that. That's why people are poo-poo and throwing Bill Belichick too much to me under the bus. You got to slow your roll there. To say he will not have success in North Carolina, I think he will have success in North Carolina. I don't know if that means just going to the postseason with 12 teams, and he'll still go back to the NFL. He got that young girlfriend. His girlfriend's what, a graduate student, yep. 24 years old. So that she's going to keep him young, and he's going to stay involved. But, Mike, if you look at it, you might say, why would you go from the NFL to college? I'm going to tell you why. Who's one of the greatest NFL coaches also? Bill Walsh. Remember Bill Walsh and the damn 49ers?
He was Stanford.
Okay, yes.
Stanford.
He's the second coach to win a Super Bowl and then later become a college head coach. Bill Walsh won 3 Super Bowls with the Niners and later went. Now, he was 500 at Stanford from 92 to 94, but he still went that route. Now, you look at Belichick in his career. He began his NFL coaching career as an assistant with the Colts. They were in Baltimore in 1975. Now, this one I was playing. He later became the defensive coordinator under Bill Parcells with the Giants, winning 2 Super Bowls during that stint. You'd have coaches, they just hope they win a Super Bowl. They don't care if they're assistant. I won a couple of Super Bowls. So he did it as an assistant.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head coach. Now, I remember this. I told you this story before. He also spent 5 seasons as head coach of the Cleveland Browns in the first half of the 1990s. Mm. Mike, that's when you didn't know Bill Belichick was going to become Bill Belichick. You know who was his secondary coach when he was the head coach of the Browns? Nick Saban.
You know who his linebacker coach was? Rick Venturi.
Oh, now think about that. Look at the who's who and all that. So all I know is in Atlanta, and the Saban was in charge, defensive backs. Mike, it wasn't very good, but we beat the Browns. I remember when Andre Rison, we ended up burning him in the secondary. But I just thought that, you just got to keep fighting and have the opportunity and take advantage of that. Now, the one thing with Belichick said, what he's going to provide at North Carolina, he said it will be a professional program. I'm telling you, because college football is like the pros now. Whether you want to accept it or not.
It's paid for play.
LSU, wherever you're at, north, south, east, west, whatever it is. It is like professional football. So what Belichick brings to North Carolina, and you could sell their big money people at UNC and the administrators and all that. He said, look, it will be a professional program. Training, nutrition, scheme, coaching, techniques. That's all going to transfer to the NFL. So they could recruit players and say, listen, this is your gateway to get to the NFL. Not everybody's going to make the NFL, but that's right. What you tell these young kids. And, Mike, I look at, he said it would be an NFL program at a college level, an education that would get the players ready for their career after football, whether that was at the end of their college career or at the end of their pro career, to get ready for life. Let's say you're not good enough to make the NFL. I'm going to mold you into the kind of character. What parent wouldn't like that? All of a sudden, I'm going to do what's best for your son. Then the old people heard of Bill Belichick. And then all of a sudden, the grandparents, the parents, and you're sending your kid there. That's why I watch out for North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Now, name, image, and likeness, the money's always going to play a factor. But when I heard him say that, whether it's at the end of your college career or at the end of your pro career, you're going to be one step ahead in life because dealing with me.
Now, so that's the resume. And when he walks into a living room, I ain't got to give him a business card. I don't have to give mom, dad, grandma, grandpa. None of them got – they all know me.
And he don't have to bust his butt like Coach O, waking up at 5 in the morning, going to all these households and all to sell yourself. Bill Belichick is the greatest professional coach in the history of football. Nick Saban, the greatest college coach in college history. But think about – like was truly crazy about that. If Nick Saban, and all of a sudden, you know, he's the greatest college coach, does he even go like back to college when he went to the Dolphins if Drew Brees is his quarterback?
He'd still be coaching.
He might have been all of a sudden coaching in the NFL.
Real quick.
And what he established. So you never know about the timing and what's going to occur there.
Bob, I remembered this, but I had to be reminded yesterday. Friends with a guy who was at that time on the Alabama Board of Supervisors. And he reminded me of who they contacted before Saban. Bill Parcells. They were on the phone with Parcells. They kind of gave a little blueprint. This is what we're going to do money-wise. Bill didn't give him an answer. He said, give me 48 hours to think about it. And he came back, and Bill was, I'm going to stay where I'm at. But it's tempting. They swung from Parcells to Saban, and they were able to lure Saban from the Dolphins to the University of Alabama. But their shot right off the bat, they had to be told no by Bill Parcells.
Yeah, what happens behind the scenes, the public's not necessarily always aware of that. But you look, it's all timing, and the stars are aligned. Do you take advantage of an opportunity? But you think Bill Belichick, okay. Now, what if Tom Brady never goes to New England and they don't draft him? Hmm. Now, they could have success with Drew Bledsoe and all that.
But not that type of success.
No, exactly. Mike, so that's why it's a total team effort. It's not golf or tennis. You know, like if you get it done in golf, like a Tiger Woods or whoever, look at Scheffler, or whoever, like the best of the best, or you look at a top tennis player, any of that, you have a coach and all that, but it's not like – you pass it a baton and you have a team. No, it is truly a team effort when you look at coaching and the players when you look at college football. It can go back to high school, college, and even the pros.